Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, it's time. It's time for the top three on the VFN Torch.
Oh, cool, cool.
Top three. Well, you know, one of the segments that we want to talk about, the first one is called The Deal. This is a really very good one, but it's based on Proverbs 20:14, where the Word of God says, it's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about his purchase. And we share not a humorous story, but a story when, Pat, you remember this, when you purchased the truck. You purchased the truck from a believer that, you know, who did, you know, is trying to sell you a lemon there, you know, trying to sell you a smoke that it was all about the deal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And it didn't go well.
No.
You know,
no.
It didn't go well.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Pulled it up to a store.
Yep. Pouring smoke out the back.
And you couldn't see the store. I'm telling you.
True.
You couldn't see the store. The whole parking lot was filled. And we're not talking about Walmart here. It was like a 7-Eleven. I think. I can't remember. Couldn't see it. but it was just, and the thing was, the only reason you'd pulled it over was just so we could figure out how to talk to this Christian in a way that wouldn't offend them. But yeah.
It's a piece of junk.
Yeah. Right. God says something about it. So many people looking for the deal,
does.
Right?
It's not about the deal. It really isn't about the deal. And God's looking at that. And you know, God's wisdom says that it matters the motive of our heart. It matters that when we do business, how we treat somebody else. That we're not just looking to get for our own interests, but this has to be a win-win situation, not a win-lose. Because God's watching. His eyes is looking on everything, and he determines our heart. So let me tell you something. You want to be, you know, you want to get God's wisdom in this.
That's good. It is a good one.
You want to get God's wisdom in this because it's not about the deal. It really isn't. It's all about God. It always is.
It's so important. It's so important, too, because if you get something in the wrong way, God knows you have it. Mm. He says, I see the widow's furniture in your home. I see these things. And so you need to listen to that. You need to listen to this because you don't want to get things with ill-gotten gain or ill-gotten ways.
Mm-mm. Shoot, it reminds me of a time actually when I was. I had a few moments like that. Yeah. I had received this when I was younger, BC, before Christ. I had these.
What'd you do?
I have to, you know, preference all of this here.
Set
this up. But I had this CD, 5-disc CD player. They were brand new at the time. And I was like 15 at the time. I had this thing for years. And the neighbor down in my neighborhood wasn't the nicest guy to me. He was just treating me really bad. So the UPS guy says, can you hold this for your neighbor?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Sure I can. Sure I can. And the neighbor just didn't get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Dude, that is evil. I saw somebody on the news doing that, going around picking up UPS packages and stuff.
Oh, I was 15.
I could go back and it was a long time ago. Okay.
Long time. But fast forward, yeah, I'm in my 20s, and I still had the CD player, but I'd given my life to the Lord. So one day, I'm worshiping the Lord in my apartment. I was single at the time. And just
on that CD player?
Oh, my goodness.
And the Lord speaks to me. He says, you're worshiping me on stolen stuff. Ooh. I go, oh, my gosh. Wow. I got to do something about this. I got to get this out of my house. God saw this. He's aware of this.
Yeah.
So I remember I was talking to you, Greg. I'm like, what do I do with this? I got this dilemma. Somebody was walking by like, do you need this for the youth? Oh, we got a 5-CD changer for you. We'll be driving off tomorrow. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for that help. But it's amazing. You know, you really want to do the right thing because God sees it all.
He sees it all.
Did you call him up?
What'd you call him?
No, I was states away. Across,
they got Google now. They got Google.
Hey, I don't have a problem with Benny. No problem with that. No, I've never done it before the Lord.
Be careful because they'll move across the street from you one day. You'll have to.
Yeah, right. Hey, there's no time to talk about your experience. There's no saying, oh my goodness, we don't have enough. There is not enough time left in this year, even though it's January, to start working. You think I'm joking, but I'm just like, it's deep, it's serious, and we just don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
It's not good.
That's so good, the deal. Because you think about it, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in office, he was talking about doing the deal. And of course, it didn't do anything. It just sustained the depression that was going on. But when our current president went into office for the first term, he passed that book out to everybody read that book because he wanted to do a deal. And the thing is that, but how did it end up? I mean, how are Americans being treated in the context of this?
Americans, and I've seen so many people in the church be slaughtered, you know, over the deal. And it's like, you know, don't you come amongst the church and try to peddle your products and just take advantage of the church. Get out of here with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be doing that. You know, if you blessing is one thing, but you don't hurt somebody in the process of it. It's not good.
Yeah. Actually, I got out of one business because of that when, you know, I was in ministry and on staff somewhere. And men, you know, I was ministering to men, and men just, they just think business, you know, quite often. And they think if you're talking to them at that time, they think you're trying to do business with them.
Right.
And of course, that's the Father's business.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to sell you anything or trying to get you to buy something or anything like that. And I said, you know, God, I want everything out of the way so I can speak to these men. And so I just laid down a very successful business so that I could minister to them so they wouldn't think that it was a deal.
Mm-hmm.
That, no, I'm talking about your soul, not your stuff. You know, that's good.
Yeah, it's real good. Soul, not the sale, right?
Right.
The second one I want to talk about is don't talk about it, but be about it. And that was a great, great highlight, great segment, because we really talked about how Paul, you know, preached so many people, and he preached to a certain group at one time that was so interested in philosophizing and talking about, you know, the things of God, but they didn't want to know God. They didn't want to know the things of God. And so what happened was, you know, this is not good. You know, in the media today is just talking. But is anybody going to do anything with what the information that we're receiving?
Yes.
You know, we got to do
something. What's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point, right? What's the point? I love that. What's the point?
All we do is just talk about it.
Yeah.
My goodness. You know, somebody.
What's the point? Come on. What's the point? Paul didn't wait on nothing. He just went and did it.
That's right.
What's the point? Jesus didn't wait on. He did it.
Yeah. You know,
everybody just did it.
Yeah. We're not just supposed to be hearers. We're supposed to be doers as well. Hearers and doers, right?
Because we're merely deceived, he says, if we're just hearers and not doers.
That's right. And you know, we have a simple plan. We have a simple plan for you. You can get it at iabide.org, but it's a way not only for you to abide and spend time with God and read his word and listen to what he has to tell you, but also that the second part of that is to obey what he says. Not just to listen, but to listen and to
Wait. So it's not about showing up or listening to scripture or somebody teach something.
Yeah.
You actually got to do what you actually just read.
Mm. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Maybe this explains why 82% or 81% of professing Christians in America, according to George Barna, are not reading scripture because it really upsets our plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Yeah. It's time to do.
Yeah. Well, right? There's eternal consequences for not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You're just totally deceived.
Well, you know, loving God is obedience. I mean, loving him. You say, well, you love God. It's like, well, if I haven't picked my Bible up in 10 years, then how do I even know I'm loving? How do I know if I'm walking in obedience to him?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, you just blind leading the blind, and to come to a point where, listen, you know, we're only good. If you haven't figured this out already, we can only live by God's word.
Yeah.
It's like nothing else is going to stand.
Nope.
Nothing else is going to stand, but his word will remain. Which actually brings us to the next segment on the torch, on the top three, which is crowns don't last forever. Be prepared. And this is a fantastic, fantastic highlight. You definitely want to catch it. We talk about Proverbs 23 through 27, and how forms of government and kingdoms don't last forever. Look throughout history. Kingdoms come.
And kingdoms go.
And kingdoms go. And so don't hang your hat on any kingdom, on any political party, hang your hat on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and his word, because he's the only one that
his kingdom lasts forever, right?
His kingdom lasts forever.
And we're feeling, you hear a lot of people talk about it, John, that it's almost, we could very well, statistically, based on the lasting of nations and nations like America, that we could be at the end of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Very well could be.
And it's like, this is a terrible nation to waste. Do we really want to waste this freedom and all that? You know, we really need, and we can keep it if we don't turn to it and turn to, like you're saying, turn to God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, don't forget, those are the top three in the VFN Torch, and you can get to the Torch by going to VFNTV.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.